Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Darren Frahill is here with Sport, but not in studio. Where are you, Darren?
Good morning, Keane. Yes, I am coming to you from the National Rowing Centre in Farnham in Cork. I am here to visit the Irish rowing squad before they depart to China for the 2025 World Championships. And I'm going to confirm the athletes this morning. 24 athletes in all, travelling, 11 boats, and the team a mix of youth and experience. 14 of those 24 are Olympians, four of them Olympic medalists, and there's a Paralympian in there as well. The big news is no Paul O'Donovan, three-time medalist at the Games, and also a Paris medalist, Dara Lynch, both taking time out for now to focus on their careers, their medical careers. I'm joined, though, by Olympic medalists Fintan McCarthy, Philip Doyle, and Fiona Murta. So I'm in good company here this morning, and they're dying to do these interviews because it's keeping them off the water, and they're delighted to stay away from the water. Fintan, first of all, you're going to another World Championships. You have a new partner and the man beside you here, Philip. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, oh, it's always a privilege to be selected for the World Championships and to get to pull on the green jersey again. So really looking forward to a new place as well. None of us have ever I think we might have been to China, but not this race course. So I think we're just looking forward to something new. There's a lot of new boats and new combinations as well. So just exciting to kind of see where we are this early on in the Olympic cycle.
You're almost synonymous with Paul. Is it going to be strange not being in a boat with him this time around?
I think so. I think we've always, had our own routine and things like that. So this year it's been kind of fun to like step away from that and see how fast maybe some other combinations can go. And it's just been fun to kind of branch out, really. So looking forward to it, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, well, your new partner is here beside us. Philip, you're, of course, won that medal in Paris with Dara, and you're stepping into a different boat. How are you feeling about this, man? I want you to be really honest now.
Excited, yeah. It's great that we have such a wealth of talent that Fintan's had another double partner throughout the year. They've been successful, and I was focusing on the career as well this year, come back in, and delighted to finally fight my way back to the top to get in the boat with him, and see what we can do. The speed is good. It's just the potential's there. It's just maybe trying to get it down on paper on the day, which is always the tough part about sport. But like Shanghai, we were supposed to go in 2021 after the Tokyo Olympics, and I think the facilities needed a bit of a upkeep. So I think they've hit the standard now. So we very rarely get the race outside of Europe. So sure, it's an exciting opportunity.
Yeah. And look at, is there going to be expectations? Are you hoping to medal over here?
There's always, I think, the Irish team always have expectations of winning something when we go to any competition. We always see it as a big disappointment if we don't bring away the World Championships. Always the creme de la creme of our year. It's always where we aim for. Sometimes you don't hit your target, but I think the way I'm learning every day off Fintan, hopefully he might be learning something on me, maybe bad habits, but I think the speed is there, so it just depends on who else shows up, really.
Am I allowed to ask who the boss is?
Depends.
You just give him a look there, so I'm presuming you're the boss, Fintan.
I mean, you can ask the question. No, I think it's been a good collaboration so far. So
you're being very politically correct. Fiona Murta is beside you. Fiona, what a story you have. And Olympic medalist in a four, you're in a pair. Now you're on your own. What an unexpected turn of events. Not only competing on your own, winning medals on your own, two silver medals, one of the Europeans.
Yeah, it's been such a journey. It's been a very surprising year. And I'm really like learning a lot. Like the single's been so different. I've learned a lot about myself. It's been a very vulnerable space, but with the help of Dominic, like he's been so good to me. Really enjoying it.
You're leaning into that space, aren't you?
Leaning into it, yeah. I have nothing else to do. So I've got no choice. Like heading into the World Championships, like first World Championship in a single. This year has really been about enjoying it and like loving the sport again and, you know, bouncing back after a difficult season and a difficult winter. And I really think I've been doing that. So yeah, proud of the work that's
And I think you're playing it down, but for anyone that doesn't know much about rowing, going into a single from a team boat, it's nearly a different sport, isn't it?
Yeah, very scary. The first couple of months was just me like crawling up and down the river. So very sensitive boat, very technically challenging, but learning a lot. And yeah, it's going really well.
You've had two big silver medals, one at the Europeans, another one then at a World Cup event. I think it was in Lucerne. Mm. Have you expectations heading into China?
Yeah, like naturally competitive, just the athlete in me, just looking to progress and improve and, you know, gain confidence in my sculling. And if I can do that along with a training block, it's a new training program that I'm on and it's going really well. And, you know, I'm getting new speeds. So the combination of all those things, you know, anything's possible. But for me this year, it's really about enjoying like racing and enjoying the sport again. And yeah, that's the kind of main focus. So if that all goes well, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. Okay, thanks for joining me. I'm looking, we're on the balcony overlooking the reservoir here, and Dominic has just given me the curly finger there. He's got some training for you. Guys, thanks a million. Lots more on Morning Ireland from the Rowing Centre and all the sports news coming up on our next bulletin at 8:30.